You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're having a great post-hurricane show. We talked a little bit about what to do after the hurricane. We talked a little bit about how to make donations with my good friend David Arditi. And now we're going to talk with my good new friend, Ivan Field. Ivan is the marijuana doc. We've also got Nikki Freed, who is the Ignite Florida law firm. I think we can handle just about anything with you guys. And Ivan, why don't you introduce who's here with you today?
Well, Jim, first I want to say thank you for having me again. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on your show. Love the show. Love the energy. And Happy New Year as well.
Thank you so much, I. Same to you.
I'm here with Rory. He's my new director of Central Florida. We're expanding up to Central Florida to help other patients.
Awesome. Hey, Rory.
How you doing, everybody?
And I'm here with Uliana. She runs all the administration for my offices and works with the doctors as well.
Hey, Uliana.
Hi, how are you?
How'd that work, Wanda? We okay on the volumes there? All right, Wanda can handle it. You just got to make sure you talk into the mic. And if you're not, I'm going to go like this. And Wanda's still going to dance and have a great time. Tell me, I.
So, you know, as you're talking about the hurricane earlier, I feel like I have to do something and help people. And, you know, just thought about a great idea. I'm going to offer a hurricane special. Anybody that comes into our office, $25 off. Just, you know, in case anybody lost any money during this hurricane.
No, that's really nice. No, that's really nice. You know, the auto dealers are doing that. I think that really by doing that, it shows that it's really the way you feel. It's all about them, not about you. And I think that's a good thing. So great. Everybody, you got $25 off. But where are they going?
Well,
how do they find you?
Well, obviously, you can go to marijuanadoctor.com or you can call us at 786-577-5555. 0006.
You went too fast. There's Jets fans listening, and they may be medicated. You never know.
But I will say, you know, before I get into, you know, promoting my business, I do want to talk about the industry. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the black market. And since you have Nikki on the phone, I thought it would be a good opportunity because, you know, right now what's going on in the industry, you know, we're there for the patients. But it seems like people are waiting until they can actually use the flower.
And what do you mean when you say that?
Well, you know, for a lot of our patients, the oils are great and they work wonders and they don't have that, you know, maybe that obnoxious smell that some people feel.
Correct. So,
but other people, you know, are more traditionalists and they want to smoke the weed and they want to get it into their blood system. Patients want to get it in there a little faster. So a lot of them haven't really signed up yet. And I know there's a lawsuit going on right now against the state to allow allow the actual flower.
Now, Nikki, what's going on with that? Where is that in the whole system?
Well, it was right after the law was passed. John Morgan started the lawsuit, as we all kind of anticipated. And a couple of different plaintiffs were added, but we haven't seen a lot of movement in the courts on this issue yet. But I would imagine now the department put out the release, the application process this week, I would assume that their attention will start going towards defending the lawsuit.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are this. You know, the voters voted on being able to smoke in the privacy of their home. Basically, the bill that we voted on, or the amendment that we voted on, stated no smoke in public places. It didn't say no smoke total. So what I think that everybody has to do is that has to go call their local senator, their state representative, and say, hey, 71% of us voted on being able to use this medicine, and we want to use it the way we want to use it. It's all natural. It's a plant. It's not pharmaceuticals. You know, and they need to go back to, you know, their job because they go back into office, I think, in, what is it, January? They go back into...
Yeah, they start committees. Like, when is it they start the committees and start the whole process, Nick?
The committee weeks were supposed to have started the week of the hurricane, and obviously, or last week, committees were canceled, but the first committee week back up is the second week of October.
So we don't have to spend... I'm sorry, Nikki.
I was going to say we're back in actual session starting the first week of January.
Thank you.
First week of January. So, okay. You know, we don't have to spend the taxpayers' money to defend a lawsuit. These politicians have the ability to fix it on their own. They can simply add to the bill, you know, flour in the privacy of your own home or wherever you're going to do it. Now, I think it's really important because we have a real opportunity here to regulate the market. And right now, if somebody wants to get marijuana flower, they're going to buy it on the black market. You know, this is America. People aren't going to, you know, you're not going to tell somebody what they can and can't do. They're going to, if they want something, they're going to get it. And I think we have a great opportunity to regulate so we don't have synthetic drugs, you know, from drug dealers.
So, Nikki, what's going on with all of this? Because I know that John Morgan filed the lawsuit to create political and real pressure. Is there also a parallel thing where he's collecting more signatures or bringing busloads? Or what's their plan on all this?
Well, I know there's obviously there's always been an initiative to eventually get it back onto the ballot for recreational purposes. I think he's going to see through the lawsuit. And my gut opinion is, you know, as an attorney who has read the constitutional language and, you know, the industry stayed out of that fight come session. But, you know, my personal legal opinion is that John Morgan is correct on the fact that in the constitutional, it says smoking in public is prohibited, which means and implies from any other constitutional attorney out there that smoking in private should be allowed. You don't have to actually say that you can sell the flower, but just by eliminating that aspect of the prohibition on smoking would allow all of us to sell flower.
Wow, you just know how to be nuanced on all this legislation. You should be a lobbyist.
Imagine that.
I don't know. Maybe they'll send you to D.C. someday. So, Ivan, tell me a little bit about this. What are you seeing? What are you hearing from the people that come into your offices? Because you got a whole bunch of offices. You see a whole bunch of people. I've even gotten Ileana to nod.
Well, you know, people are excited to be able to get medicine that is not synthetic, that's not a pharmaceutical. They're really excited to have an alternative treatment program. And with that said, I want to mention that a lot, there's a misnomer out there. People think marijuana is just to get high. Well, that's not true. There's a lot of parts of the plant that don't get you high. And we have anti-inflammatories from the CBD with low THC, which works great. We had a senior citizen, actually one of our patients, came in. She was on a walker. We gave her the CBD, low THC, and 6 weeks later, she was off the walker. I mean, we're seeing some amazing stories, and we have a lot of senior citizens in Florida. And I really think that people should look to that don't want to take these pharmaceuticals and have effects in their body should try the alternative treatment program for medical marijuana. And you can come into our office, a marijuana doctor, and we treat our patients amazing. I'm not from the marijuana business. I'm an entrepreneur of other businesses. And for me, you know, customers always come first, patients come first. And if you just go to Google and you put in marijuana doctor Miami or marijuana doctor Florida, Florida, marijuana doctor Fort Lauderdale or Aventura, you'll see our business will come up. We have over 100 five-star reviews from Google.
Let me tell you this, is that I was there. It was a fabulous, positive experience. But when I was interviewed by the doctor, that's where I first became aware of the difference in the nuance between the levels of, is it THC, in the different products. And he said, you should also get, you know, you can get two different licenses, I guess, one for high THC, one for low THC. And he said, you should get the low THC one, too, because there's a lot of things that the non-euphoric stuff can do for you. And I already know that. I know that I've taken it and it's calmed my stomach. I got like a stomach thing going on. I use it for my back. We all know it calms your nerves. So it's something that's really important. And the other thing that's happened when it's gone mainstream is that now my mom has left me alone and my wife is down for it. And so it's really something that's really becoming mainstream. And what you're doing is you're just helping people access it. You're in it for the right reason. You're in it to help people. Tell me a little bit about why you got involved. We've got like a couple minutes and we're going to roll to the next
segment.
Well,
you know, I'm a patient. I was living in California, played a lot of golf, have herniated discs. And I don't want to take the painkillers. I don't want to take the opioids. They're killing people. Everybody knows it. And medical marijuana will not kill you. Nobody's ever died from it. And it's an amazing medicine. I take the CBD during the day with a little THC. It doesn't affect me. There's not psychoactive. If I have trouble sleeping, I could take the one-to-one or the high THC at night. So people need to understand that this is not a medicine to get high on necessarily. It's an alternative treatment program. We've seen firsthand our patients, the success they're having. We keep getting more busy and more busy. And, you know, if I could really, you know, harp on anything, you know, our system, the way we treat our customers and the way we'll treat you, if you come in and visit us at marijuanadoctor.com, you'll be very satisfied.
Now, I want to take a break here. Nikki, can you stick with us for the last segment, too, or you got to go?
Yeah, I can try, but I wanted just for 3 seconds, I wanted to make sure that your listeners weren't completely confused by something that you said. There isn't a distinction when you get your medical marijuana ID cards between high THC and low THC. There was a distinction back in the day before the new law passed. And now once you receive your medical marijuana ID card, you are eligible for both the high THC and low THC products.
Okay, well, listen, whether that's, you know, on point or not, my real point that I want to make here is that we'll be back after this, that I went to Ivan's center. Ivan helped me get the process going. And when I ran into glitches with my bureaucratic mess, Ivan's team stepped up and helped me every step of the way. So they're a great way to make sure you get what you need. So, Nikki, if you can stick with us, great. If not, I'll be talking to you offline. Ivan, can you and your team stick one more time?
Absolutely.
All right. Wanda, take it out. Let's rock the house. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about how you can get organic medicine into your body right away without going to the black market right after this.